Good Tuesday morning. Happy, today is national Whiskey Sours Day. Huh? Also national, is it Banana Pudding Day?
Mm-hmm. Now National Banana Split Day.
National Banana Split Day. So of those two, which would you like to celebrate?
I would say Whiskey Sour because I'm not a banana fan.
Me either. Oh. I knew I liked you, Christy. I knew I liked you.
Get out of my face.
I don't like bananas and I don't like tomatoes. Or peas.
Well, Andy doesn't like tomatoes.
Yeah, but I do love peas.
I do. I like peas as well.
I only like peas if they're fresh from the garden, which is kind of weird. But otherwise, I don't like them.
Interesting.
My grandmother is like, she is very fired up about I don't eat no hothouse tomatoes. I don't do it. the tomatoes she grows in her garden and puts on a sandwich is good.
I bet.
Okay.
I bet.
See, my theory why I don't like tomatoes is I think I had too many when I was growing up because my old babysitter would grow tomatoes and every day she would pick out the biggest tomato in her garden and then give it to me and I would eat those tomatoes. And so I think I just got tomatoed out when I was
Here, eat this now.
It happens.
All right, real quick. I know we are completely sidetracked, but I just wanted to ask you this. So Andy and I were just talking about this. I had the opportunity last night with my mom to sit on Ancestry.com for a little bit. Have you ever done that?
I have not, but I've always been kind of curious about it.
It's really cool, seeing names of family members from 1700s, 1800s. You should try it.
That sounds really cool. Maybe one of these days I'll get into it. I feel like I have a list of things of one of these days I'll get around to it. But I think I really will. I mean, I eventually got around to Instagram a month ago.
Oh, gosh. Christy, slacking.
I know.
Oh, man. All right. So what does the weather have in store for us today?
Well, pretty much the same thing that we saw yesterday. So still pretty hot and humid outside. High temperatures, about 90 degrees. And we'll be feeling like we are in mid to upper 90s. And then we'll just be having some of those passing clouds this afternoon, but able to stay mostly dry today.
All right. What can we expect on Soaky Sunrise tomorrow?
Well, we are going to be having a four-time national memory champion talking about a book that he's written. So I think that'll be quite interesting, and hopefully he has some tips. I know I have a pretty bad memory.
Yeah, that'll be good. My daughter has an excellent memory, so maybe she'll collaborate on his sequel.
Okay. See, I used to have a good memory, and then I had a concussion, and then now my memory's
gone. Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
Sorry to hear that, Chris.
Yeah, what happened?
I did color guard in high school, and so it was kind of we were learning a new toss, and then throughout the week I had a couple of little nicks on the forehead, but didn't really do anything, and then we were setting up in parade block, and I walked by this one girl, and the flag, her flag went flat across the back portion of my head, which I guess is the vision portion of your brain.
Oh, wow.
And so, anyways, it was a very bad concussion. I went to a sports doctor, and he works with a lot of football players that obviously get a lot of concussions, and he was like, yeah, you're probably the worst concussion that I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was 17% of my brain was functioning 100% properly.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was out of school for a little while.
That's wild. Wild.
Yeah. So, surprisingly, though, I had a really great recovery. It's just my short-term memory, not good anymore, so I have to write everything down.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
But, you know. Not terrible, I guess. Considering.
Could be worse.
It could be way worse, yeah.
That's true.
All right, Christy. Well, we're glad you recovered.
Yes, me too. Hopefully I can learn some more memory tips tomorrow and help improve the memory again.
Yeah, amen.
All right, Christy, you have a great one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you guys too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.